Some towns have no money left and are trying to get bank loans for flood repairs. Federal Emergency Management Agency spokeswoman Hannah Vick says they're seeing lots of hardship.
It's not easy, especially in some of the very small townships where there's not a lot of resources. But we've seen again and again that those folks did what it takes to make sure that the roads were safe. And if they weren't safe, then they were closed off so that people weren't endangering themselves.
Wisconsin Emergency Management's Todd Pritchard has been on a survey team this week in Superior and in Bayfield County. He says the damage from the June 20th flooding goes well beyond Douglas County into Bayfield County.
The roads took a tremendous hit. I mean, we saw damage all over the place, culverts washed out and roads that were impassable. Luckily, most of them have been reopened, but some of them are only open to either four-wheel drive vehicles or just to emergency vehicles.
Wisconsin counties need to not only meet a $7.7 million public damage threshold to qualify for federal disaster relief money, but Vic says they consider cash-strapped areas trying to cope.
What FEMA's looking at is not just numbers. We also want to see what the impact to the community is.
Here are the ifs that remain. If flood damage tops $7.7 million in uninsured public property, if Governor Walker asks President Obama for a disaster declaration, and if the president issues the declaration, then the federal government will pay for 75% of damage to public infrastructure and roads. The ifs could take a few weeks to play out. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.